Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Reverend Weston, and to all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I do greet you in the mighty name of Jesus this morning.
Yes.
And if you would open up your Bibles to Psalms 107. Psalms 107. Open up the Bible, scroll, you know, whatever. Psalms 107. And I will read two verses, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy." I would like to use as a subject this morning, giving thanks for God's goodness, mercy, and redemption. Amen. You may be seated. Giving thanks for God's goodness, mercy, and redemption. My brothers and my sisters, the book of Psalms is one of the most treasured books in all scripture. It is quoted in the New Testament more than any other Old Testament book. The psalm was Israel's handbook, their worship manual, if you will. It was their prayer guide, their spiritual songbook. And within this sacred collection, we find a variety of genres or different types of songs for different seasons of our lives. There are psalms of lament where the soul cries out to God in distress. These remind us that God hears us, God sees us, and God responds to us. God is always right there. How many know that God is always right there, ready to shoulder our burdens, our suffering, and our pain? When your heart aches, when anger rises, when sorrow overwhelms, God is still listening, and he's listening right now because he is right there. And so David knew something about that in Psalms 55. He was betrayed by a close friend, and David said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest." But even then, he discovered that he can cast those sorrows unto the Lord, calling us. Then we have the psalms of praise, like Psalms 100 and Psalms 150, calling us to lift our voices to the Lord. There are psalms of thanksgiving, praising God for his provisions, like Psalms 118. And then there are pilgrimage psalms, sung as God's people made their way to worship in Jerusalem. That's like Psalms 120 through 134. There are victory psalms, wisdom psalms, messianic psalms, and theological psalms. Psalms that teaches us who God is. God is the creator of the universe. He is the source of everything, the heavens, the earth, and all living things. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that has ever been made. God is sovereign. He is supreme and all-powerful ruler with all control over the universe. How many know that God is in control over the whole universe? He is in control of everything that is happening in this world today. And he has a purpose for everything. There is no such thing, church, as luck or chance. God has a purpose for everything. God is love, and his love is everlasting. God is faithful, church. I say God is faithful. He is trustworthy. He is reliable. And he is true to his word. God is a deliverer. How many in here know this morning that God is a deliverer? He will rescue you from your difficult situations, and he will bring you to a place of well-being. And then God is a merciful redeemer because of his love for us. How many know this morning that he withhold the punishment for sin that we deserve? He paid the price for all of our offenses. His mercy, church, is a gift. It's not something that we earned. It is a gift. And for that, we should say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So if you ever need a reminder of who God is, turn to the Psalms. Look in the Psalms. You know, many of us, church, have our favorite Psalms. Maybe your psalm is Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Maybe it's Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? For some, it might be Psalms 121 and 1. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. How many know that they help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth? It might be Psalms 122, where David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. And then we have Psalms 119. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Why do we love these Psalms so much? I submit to you today is because the Psalms speaks to us. You can be going through something right now, and a psalm that was written thousands of years ago can meet you exactly where you are right now today. But not only that, the Psalms speaks for us. There are times, I don't know, with me and maybe with you, when you go to pray and the words just don't come.
Yes.
But Romans 8:27 tells us the Spirit intercedes for us. And sometimes when you can't find the words, all you have to do is pick up God's word, open the Psalms, and you will find exactly what you are trying to say. And so, and my sisters and brothers, the Psalm also speak out of the depths. That's when life is too heavy, too painful, too overwhelming, Brother Weston, and you can't cope with anything and anybody. Yeah. The Psalm speaks out to you. It's one thing to praise God when everything is going well, yeah, but it's another to praise him when the bottom has fallen out.
Yeah.
And so that's why Psalms 107 meets us so powerfully today, because the psalmist issues a call to thanksgiving. Not based on how life feels, not based on our circumstances, but based on who God is. Psalms 107 involves Israel restoration from exile in Babylon, because the people of Israel had disobeyed God and ignored his covenant. They were taken captive by King Nebuchadnezzar. And then after several years in exile, many of them were allowed to return. God delivered them. And so we're going to look at verse 1, and it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We serve a good God, a God whose goodness never changes. His goodness is not random, church. His goodness is not conditional. He's not like us. How many know he's not like us? He doesn't work on a tit-for-tat system. This, you know, the kind of system we work on. You get me, I'm going to get you back. You do it to me, I'm going to do it to you. God doesn't work like that. His goodness is not dependent on your circumstances. Psalms 145, 8 and 10 tells us the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He's slow to anger and he's rich in love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and all your saints should bless you. My sisters and my brothers, it is because of the goodness of God that you are here today.
Yes.
It is because of the goodness of God that you live, move, and have your beings.
Yes.
It is the goodness.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Thinking of you, thinking of you.